I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnade.
Good morning. You remember earlier this week when the President of the United States suggested a military parade? That there's this reporting coming out that he'd be for a military parade in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon considering doing it. So the reaction to that by Washington, D.C., the city, was not favorable. They were cracking jokes on Twitter about it, and then you had the mayor who said the following: "We're tracking media reports about this proposed parade, and we'll have more to say when formal outreach begins. In the meantime, we do know that just like the wall, he will have to pay for it." Huh. That's when Harlan Hill jumps in. Harlan Hill is on the advisory board of Donald Trump for president, and he also founded Democrats for Trump. And he responded on Twitter: "Instead of just being a troll, maybe Mayor Bowser should do something about all the homeless people she steps over on the way to Louis Vuitton." Well, that got the mayor all hot and bothered, and she responded, "We appreciate the feedback. How big were those Democrat for Trump meetings? That's treasonous," she says. Treasonous! Democrats who support Trump are treasonous. Luckily, we have one of those treasonous Democrats with us. Harlan Hill is joining us on the phone now. Harlan, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you. So what did you make of this? The mayor has since deleted her tweet accusing you of treason for supporting Trump.
Well, I responded because, you know, myself along with 8 million other Obama voters crossed over to support the president in 2016. And so those meetings were pretty crowded. Those Democrats for Trump meetings were actually quite crowded. So my question for Mayor Bowser is, why does she feel the constant need to distract from her own failures, her own administration's failures, some of the shortcomings in the city, despite all of the amazing economic boom that she inherited? Why does she feel the constant need to pick a fight with the Trump administration? This has been something that's gone on for the last year and a half, and I'm not exactly sure what her return on investment is. Particularly when we're talking about a military parade here that would be celebrating the men and women of our armed forces. God forbid we celebrate the men and women of our armed forces that put everything on the line for us. And putting that aside, her job is to represent the people of the District of Columbia. And think about the massive economic impact something like this would have in the D.C. area. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of visitors coming to the D.C. area that otherwise wouldn't. Think about the economic impact of that. But she wants to play partisan politics and distract from her own failures. I mean, maybe Bowser was trying to distract attention away from the FBI investigating her D.C. schools administration. You know, I don't know. But all I know is that Bowser's, you know, once again, putting party before country. It's the same old Democratic mafia that we've been living with for a long time. And she tried to take a pot shot at me on Twitter and deleted it when the heat got too hot. So,
well, you know, she's part of the resistance, obviously. And sure. I'm going to tell you, I actually think this is good. This is a good thing because the veil of any kind of pretense is dropping from our media. It's dropping from politics. And we're starting to see people for who they really are. And this idea of, no, I'm for what's best for my constituents, that doesn't exist anymore. And we're starting to see it not just with Muriel Bowser, but with a lot of politicians who are like, no, I'm about what's best for the party, and I'm all about the resistance now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why this 100%. Is actually good. Maybe you have. Maybe this has actually you've exposed something that is useful now.
Well, I mean, I don't think Muriel Bowser did a very good job of ever trying to hide any of that. I mean, she's just a typical partisan hack, and we can look at her favorability rating to see what her political prospects look like in the future, but. I think actually people are pretty tired of this. I think that people want to start to see people in government put them first, not the party. And so while it may be nice that we're dispensing with this pretense of, impartiality and, I actually think that that's a really sad commentary on the state of our republic. It's not just about Muriel. It's everybody on the Hill, too. We need to get to work for the American people. And we have much more in common than we have different. And so little is getting done. There's very little compromise between Democrats and Republicans. And Republicans, frankly, own a lot of that. Hell, there's little compromise between the Trump wing of the Republican Party and the establishment wing of the Republican Party. So we have some structural problems that permeate our entire democracy, and Muriel Bowser is just one symptom of that.
You know, it's interesting. It's not really all that surprising in the end that Muriel Bowser, the mayor, would tweet something like this, because, look, the most of the city kind of agrees with her. They don't like that the guy who's running the city now, the president of the United States ultimately, is in office. They don't like him. She knows she's got a fan base here. By the way, she's hurtling towards re-election. There's no substantial threat facing her as she heads towards re-election. And the Republicans in the city register as Democrats anyway so that they can vote in primaries because there's no reason to be a Republican in the District of Columbia. It barely counts for anything. So I think what she's doing is also exposing a symptom of Washington, D.C., which is just sort of kind of the suffocating liberalism that exists within the city.
Well, it represents the tantrum that the left continues to about the Trump administration, but it does little to govern. You know, I mean, her job, once again, vis-a-vis this parade, which is what started this entire discussion, is to just be a gracious host for the rest of the country, to graciously host the men and women of our armed forces in celebration of the great might of the American military. And that will pay dividends for the local economy. By having, playing host to these big national events, it pays dividends for the D.C. economy. That's what her emphasis should be on.
Contrast that with the way, Harlan, that D.C. treated Occupy Wall Street. Remember, you had occupiers living in like Farragut Square, McPherson Square, like all over the place, and ruining the landscape, everything. And the city just totally tolerated it. Nobody got kicked out. Everyone got to camp as long as they wanted to. It was all on the taxpayers' dime. And here she's saying, oh, well, you know who's going to have to pay for this? Trump is going to have to pay for this. And the city wants no part of it. Excuse me? Because that's a very disparate treatment when it came to the way you handled it when it was politically on apparently the opposite side of the aisle. The military is apparently a Republican thing now.
Right. Well, literally we had a cesspool in McPherson Square. I mean, I can remember walking through it. You know, people living in tents, trash everywhere. It was disgusting. Disgusting. And, D.C. police, D.C. police had to, keep the peace there and, clean up the mess after these guys. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it smacks of a double standard. Played gracious host to these people that were just slobs living on the street and posing a security risk to businesses around McPherson Square. You have the men and women of our armed forces coming and hundreds of thousands of American patriots to celebrate the American democracy. And they're unwelcome to the District of Columbia as long as Muriel Bowser is the mayor. It's a sad commentary on the state of the city, no question.
Well, bottom line, let's face it, she could do whatever she wants and she's going to get reelected. So we can have this conversation, but it's pretty much not going to change anything. Harlan Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
It's Harlan Hill, advisory board for Donald Trump for president.
Democrats for Trump. Crossover voters from Obama to Trump actually exist, by the way. Many of them.
One of them right there.